It's our main event of the evening and will be for BACW's Heavyweight Championship. Under these special tap and lose rules, the loser will face Lee Real at Behind Blue Eyes for the unrecognized World Heavyweight Championship.
Down the aisle and entering the ring with that Malik Johnson and Rick Righteous at his side, Matt McLean told me last week when he heard of this booking that he was going to either win or lose, but that there would be no interference from the Revolution. Fans, whether or not this plan is going to backfire in Matt McLean's face, we're not going to know until this bout starts. But in my opinion, even though it's a very honorable thing for Matt McLean to do, I think it's going to be a big, big mistake.
And now in the ring, ladies and gentlemen, he's the hometown favorite and is called the Crippler, Matt McLean!
Removing his robe and turning to argue with the fan who's holding up an I Love Lee Real sign, McLean's career here right now in WWA, or I should say BACW, is at a turning point. Win and he's the leader of professional wrestling's official stomp wall. Lose and he gets a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, and he gets a shot at a title no one recognizes. It's a difficult choice.
And now parting the curtains, he comes to us from the deepest corners of your mind and is the former WWA Heavyweight Champion! Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spectre!
As this giant of a man, the Spectre, steps over the ropes with a very angry look on his face, folks, I have to tell you, the Spectre appears to be fuming. Normally comes down to the ring giggling and trying to play mind games, but the Spectre actually looks angry right now. Both men are now in the center of the ring, and they're pointing at each other, and they're jawing back and forth, and the referee isn't waiting for this one to spill over without an official beginning. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Color tie in the center of the ring, and it's McLean who's quick to rotate into a go-behind. Spectre tries to catch the challenger with a back forearm, but Matt McLean shifts his head to the other side, and arching backwards, oh my god, he just dumped the Spectre right onto the back of his head, and what a German suplex by Matt McLean. Folks, that's why Matt McLean is known throughout the world as not only the Crippler, but a great Matt tactician too. Off the canvas and into a second German suplex adds insult to injury, and I don't believe this was the type of start that the Spectre was looking for. Oh my god, is McLean now standing on the back of Spectre's neck with his face right in the logo? Oh, come on, referee! That can't be legal! Break the hold! Removing his boots from the neck of the Spectre, now here comes a groggy purple-haired freak off the canvas, and it's McLean who drives a knee into the Spectre's temple and immediately cranking back into a bow and arrow. McLean is now looking for a win. I can tell, folks, he's trying to soften up the neck of the Spectre for that devastating breaking point crossface. Spectre will not give in. He's a tough SOB. He doesn't quit to anybody. And releasing the hold, it's McLean who now looks to do more damage by tossing the Spectre into ropes. But here comes a groggy champion countering and sending McLean into the nylon with an Irish whip of his own before he can rebound in the center ring. Ooh, what an awesome power slam by the former WWA champion onto the logo. And that's going to leave a mark. McLean stumbles to his feet and the Spectre's able to unleash a kill. Spine Buster. The Spectre isn't going for a submission. He's forcing the challenger into the corner. Spectre tears into the chest of McLean with an awesome open-handed chop. And here comes McLean out of the corner with an Irish whip into the opposite side of the ring. Ooh, McLean, it's a turnbuckle with a thud and rumbling across the logo. Spectre, of course, a killer rip-cracking spear. No, McLean sidesteps the ball, and it's a Spectre right into the steel post. Shoulder first, and that had a hurt. Holding his rotator cuff with the opposite side of the hand, Spectre gets up right, and here goes McLean. He's looking for a flying form. No, Spectre ducks it. There goes McLean through the middle ropes and down into the railing with a body splattering thud. Spectre is now looking to capitalize on the miscue by Matt McLean, and he's climbing the ropes, and McLean has no idea where he is. The challenger is wandering around in front of an announcer's table like a no man. Here comes Spectre. Oh, my God. McLean just hit him in midair with the steel chair shot from hell, and McLean is locking in the breaking point. Cross face on the Spectre. He's yanking back and forth and back and forth.
Ladies and gentlemen, since Matt McClain tapped out before the Spectre's hand hit the concrete, you're winner of the bout. And new BACW Heavyweight Champion, the Purple-Haired Freak,
McClain just threw the match because he wanted a shot at Lee Real's defunct eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. I guess McClain really does hate Lee Real. I'm telling folks, Matt McClain hates Lee Real so much that he was willing to give up the BACW Heavyweight Championship when it was clear Matt McClain was going to win and Spectre was going to be the loser. Spectre is still knocked out. Face first in a pool of his own blood, the medical team has already rushed down to the ringside area. Security has forced Matt McClain up the aisle. And my God, folks, I think the Spectre's shoulder is dislocated. That's it. We are out of time. On behalf of eWrestling.org and the newly instated BACW and, of course, Mr. Matee, happy 4th of July. I'm the Promo Machine, and we'll see you all next month when BACW presents, for the first time in 3 years, its iPay-per-view behind Blue Eyes. But until then, good night from Houston, Texas.
Mr. Baptiste, great show. How you doing?
Have you seen Silver? Where is that boy?
Well, he went to the hospital with his wife, Farida. She's apparently really hurt. I'm sorry, Mr. Baptiste. I gotta go sell some Mike Morrison merchandise. Everybody's leaving in the arena. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, God. You're useless, vendor. Go sell your stuff. Oh, Mike Morrison. I can't believe I bought this watch. Oh, it doesn't even work anymore. Oh, come on, man. That cost me $100. He said it was a lifetime warranty, probably made from Taiwan or something. Oh, good lordy. Went to the hospital for Rita. Dang it. I told him not to bring that woman to the ringside area. It was dangerous. And if I said it before, I'll see it again. Oh, good lordy. Rick Righteous don't take no prisoners. They aren't prepared. If the people aren't prepared for Rick, well, his style of wrestling will hurt you without even breaking a sweat. Farida ain't a wrestler. That poor little vixen, I love her so much. Oh, good lordy. Where's my phone? Who left me this letter? What is this? Dear Mr. Matee, leaving WWE again to be with my wife, Farida. Sorry it didn't work out, but I can't concentrate without her in my life. Hope you understand, Julio. P.S. encloses my current contract with my exit clause executed as agreed upon. Apologies for failing to stay motivated. As promised, sincerely, Julio De Hoyos. Oh, no! No, not now! God dang it, Julio! You gotta be fucking kidding me!
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Matee or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.